Hi, I'm Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. First off, let me just say that the Nerd of Godcast does not have any corporate sponsorship. We're grateful that God provides for us through selling merchandise on our web store and through the generosity of our awesome Patreon sponsors, but we don't have anyone paying our bills or offering promotional consideration. We aren't somehow above that, and if you want to sponsor us, we'd be more than glad to sell out. But that being said, when we drop a name, it's out of love more than product placement. So, get ready for the name drop. Chick-fil-A. Their food is so good, their restaurants are so clean, and their employees are so ridiculously nice, they are truly the gold standard of a fast food experience. When you walk into their restaurants, you consistently experience a high quality and sincere chicken transaction. I mean, it blows my mind that there are people who want to hate on Chick-fil-A because they choose to be closed on Sundays or because of their conservative and biblically-based corporate policies. People have tried to boycott their stores to get them shut down and even driven out of town for what they argue is unfair policies. But Chick-fil-A just keeps serving their amazing, juicy, and perfectly crisp pieces of chicken on a lightly buttered bun with or without pickles. I prefer without. With their amazing southern sweet tea or lemonade and waffle fries, and no matter what people say, Chick-fil-A just stays undeterred, and they do their thing with excellence, with consistency, and with joy. So, can we as Christians follow that example? I mean, there's people who you're going to encounter who are going to go out of their way to make your day tough, people who need a lot of extra patience, who seemingly want to come at you for every little thing, but when you're feeling overwhelmed, like the only thing left to do is to push back or raise your voice or lose your temper, remember Chick-fil-A. Just keep doing the thing that you're supposed to do with excellence, with consistency, and with joy. The Bible tells us in Psalm 37:7, "Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes." And then in 1 Peter chapter 3, we're told to not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing. It goes on to tell us that we should speak with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against our good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. You might feel outnumbered by the things and the people in your life that stress you, but remember, greater is He who is in you. Don't lose your cool, just be excellent. Like Chick-fil-A. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of God fun, visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I gotta grab my waffle fries and my sweet and spicy sriracha sauce and get up on out of here.